This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. One of the reasons I've heard for why people don't go to church is this one. They say, I don't want to be with a group of people who gossip about others. Have you ever heard that said? It's very unfortunate that sometimes we who are in the church are condemned for the way we use our tongue and the way we criticize and tear down others. Now, people say, oh, look, gossip's only a little sin. It's not as serious as lying or murder or adultery. But have we ever stopped to consider the effect of gossip? A true story is told of a young family in a small Dakota community in the United States. The mother hadn't been well since the birth of a second baby, and everyone knew that she did her best and was really going well with the child. And the neighbors could see that the father, he was met at the door each night with hugs and kisses from his wife and the two small children. The windows were open at night and they could hear lots of laughter and fun coming from inside the house. But in that village, there was a village gossip, and he whispered that the man was being unfaithful to his wife, a story that was completely false, had no basis at all. And this was passed on by other people, and eventually his wife heard it. It was more than she could bear. She was devastated. And one evening, when the husband came home, there was no one at the door. There was just a deathly silence. And he discovered that his wife had taken her own life and those of her two children. He was, of course, absolutely devastated with grief, and his innocence was proven to everyone. But that person in the village, the gossip's tongue had already done its work. So it's not an exaggeration to say that death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue can be full of deadly poison. So I think we need to ask the Lord for his help in keeping a check over our tongue, because in the Old Testament, the psalmist did, he said, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That's Psalm 19:14. Another prayer from Psalm 141 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. And God loves to help people who humbly admit their need, ask him for help, so that we can conquer the gossip habit. So wherever you go, there's a lethal weapon. Solomon was led to say, death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's from one of the Proverbs, Proverbs 18:21. So as a committed Christian, my guess is that we want everything we say to honour God, not to hurt other people, not to gossip. But the question still remains, why do so many Christians gossip? So while the word gossip is not prominent in Scripture, the idea of gossip is sprinkled throughout the Bible. It mentions words like talebearers, people who whisper derogatory information about others, mentions backbiters, people who talk about faults of others behind their backs, slanderers, people who speak against others, often with a desire to do them harm. It speaks about speaking evil of people or maligning them. So all those words, I think we can sum up with the word gossip. It's an ugly word. Gossip is talking about those faults to people who cannot do anything about it, people who are neither part of the problem or part of the solution. And talking about them to others is gossip, whether that rumour is true or false. And the Scripture says in James 4:11 quite clearly, brothers, and we could add sisters, do not slander one another. So it's wrong to spread stories and accounts of what other people have done, to put them in a bad light, to say things that will cause other people to dislike them, to distrust or disrespect them. And yet, it still remains that gossip is one of the Christian's favourite pastimes. Why do we do it? Well, I think we want others to think well of us. And if we were honest, we would admit that a good bit of our thought life is occupied with our acceptance level. That is, do they know who I am? Will they like me? Will people respect me? Do they think I know what I'm talking about? Do they think that I'm handsome or attractive? Do they like what I'm wearing? Do they want to be with me? And the lower our self-esteem is, the more we worry about things like that. So before we open our mouth, it's a good thing to ask, what I'm about to say, will this build respect for the person I'm to mention? Will it build trust? And if it's not, it's better left unsaid. Heavenly Father, we do admit, Lord, this sin of gossip. Lord, help us not to speak in this way of people. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.